We've been looking at the aftermath of Karbala and the journey on which the captives of the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are sent from Karbala to Kufa. And then in Kufa, because Ibn Ziyad now wants to get rid of them as soon as possible, because he sees the change in the people when they realize the truth, he now sends them with a large escort of soldiers to Damascus, which is in Sham, to Yazid. Now you must understand that this journey was no less than 600 miles. Think about it. The captives are made to travel unveiled on unsaddled camels. The heads of the martyrs are carried on spears before them. It is said that so many children fell, so many died on the way. Women lost the babies they were carrying. And Sayyidah Zainab al-Islam would bury them on the roadside, writing on the graves, "Hadha Mohsin-e Karbala." This is a Mohsin of Karbala. Now the news of her sermon in Kufa had spread. In some of the towns along the ways, people used to close the gates and not allow the soldiers to enter, cursing them. The soldiers had to change route, making long diversions. Sometimes they used to make the camels run faster. And the major towns they traveled through are Mosul, Homs, Baalbek. The prisoners were given very little food and water. They were very often beaten as well. They reached Damascus or Sham after about 28 days. Now, before I look into that, let's just look a little bit about the history of the journey from Kufa to Sham. And we can see some of the places they stopped at and some of the incidents that have been recorded at these places. At one of the stops, in fact, at the first stop that they stopped at, it is said that the men, the Ibn Ziyad's men, the soldiers there, carried the head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And putting it down, they began to drink wine around it. Suddenly, a wall that was in front of them, they found there was a writing on there, as if somebody had written a verse which says, "Atarju ummatan katalat Husayna shafa'ata jaddihi yawm al-hisab." Does the ummah who killed Husayn alayhi salam hope for his grandfather's intercession on the day of judgment? The soldiers were petrified. They left the scene. In Tikrit, they were carrying the heads of the martyrs, and the ruler asked them who this was, and they said, "He's a foreigner." But there was a Christian man amongst them who said, "What they say is not true. This is Husayn ibn Ali, son of Fatima. I was in Kufa. I know this." And as soon as he said that, another raised his hand and said loudly, "Oh my God, we ask you for forgiveness from the sinister and rebelliousness of the Ummah, which kills its own Prophet's descendant." The soldiers left quickly, moved towards the desert, and relocated from there. In Mashhad al-Nuqta, it's a place where all of a sudden a drop of blood fell from the head of Imam Hussein al-Islam. And from then on the Ashura of every year, people see blood in that place, gather here and mourn for Imam Hussein al-Islam. A monument has been erected there and it's called Nuqta or Mashhad al-Nuqta. The next place they stopped at was known as Wadi al-Nakhla. And here the soldiers said that they heard the jinns lamenting. At every other place, from Mosul to Nasibi to Ain al-Warda to Raqqa to Jawsak to Da'awat, they announced that the head they had was the head of a foreigner who had rebelled against the rulers. The next stop was Halab. Now, at the west side of Halab is a mountain, and that's called Jabal Jushan. It's a mountain where copper is extracted and sent to other cities. It's said that the mine was damaged after the captives passed through. And it said that's because one of the children was lost at this place. And some have written that this woman who was carrying this child asked for bread and water, but they refused. And she cursed them. And afterwards, she lost her child. And this child that is buried there is known as Mohsin ibn al-Husayn. And there's a place called Mashhad al-Saqt and Masjid al-Dakka where this child is buried. At a place called Kinasrin, it is said that there was a monk who came out of the monastery because he saw a light shining from somewhere. And as he approached it, he saw that this was where the head of Imam Hussein al-Islam was. He comes to the carrier of the head and he says, "I'll give you a vast amount of money if you'll just give me this head to take back to the monastery."
He says that he brings it back to the monastery and says, "Oh my Rab, oh my Lord, by Jesus Christ, allow this head to talk to me." And the monk asks, "Who are you?" And he says that I saw the head tell me, "Anabn Muhammad al-Mustafa, anabn Ali al-Murtada, anabn Fatima al-Zahra, an al-Maktul bi-Karbala, an al-Madhloom an-Qalat Shan. I am the son of Muhammad Mustafa, the son of Ali al-Murtada, the son of Fatima al-Zahra. I am one who was killed in Karbala. I am the one whom injustice was done to, and I was killed thirsty." The monk says he put his face to the head and said, "I will not move until you say that you will be my intercessor on the day of Qiyamah." And he heard a voice say, "Return to Muhammad, return to his religion." And the monk said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah." And the soldiers then came to take the head from the monk in the morning and moved away. At all the places in between, and so many still, Hamat, Hims, Baalbek, there's been incidents which still would not make these people realize how much wrong they had done. And eventually, they come to Sham. When they reached the outskirts of Sham, they were made to wait outside the city until Yazid had made the preparations for the celebration. Inshallah, tomorrow we will look at what happened in Damascus.